Okay, it's time to tackle stocks worksheet number 3. Given the following stocks and stock data, name the exchange or market, New York Stock Exchange, the Amex, now called the New York Stock Exchange, American, NASDAQ, or the over-the-counter bulletin boards, pink sheets, that you believe the stock could be expected to be found on. Now, realizing that all you got to do is look it up, and we might be wrong, we might be right, but that's not the important thing. What is the important thing of stock worksheet number 3? The market capitalization. Is it a large cap, mid cap, or small cap? And optionally, is it a mega cap, greater than 100 billion, or a micro cap, less than 100 million? And the type of stock, a blue chip, income, growth, cyclical, defensive, turnaround, asset play, foreign, or speculative. And this is data as of February 10th, 2020. Marriott International. Marriott. Mar. M-A-R is the symbol. And on February 10th, the price was $144.35. The number of shares outstanding were 326.94 million shares. Well, where would we expect the Marriott to be? New York Stock Exchange? And for many years, yes, but they have since moved over to the NASDAQ. NASDAQ came a-calling, and now they're on the NASDAQ. But again, you look it up, and it tells you right away what exchange it's on. Now, what's the market cap? Well, that's a very simple calculation. You take $144.35 times 326.94 million shares. Well, my calculator doesn't go that high. Don't worry about it. Don't use all the zeros. Just do 144.35 times 326.94 and then carry the word million. Put the word million next to it. And what we have is 47,193.789 million. You won't see it written that way. What you'll see is they'll move the decimal point 3 to the left and say it's 47.2 or $47.19 billion. Okay, that's what you're going to see. Look it up. Well, of course, it's going to change by the time you look at this because the prices change all the time, but it'll be close. And make sure you got that calculation correctly. It's not a hard calculation to do. What market capitalization category is this? This is a large company. Remembering about 10, some people say 15 million now. Anything greater than 10 million. But it's changing. It changes all the time. And people are now saying, oh, it's got to be at least 15 million to be a large cap company. And what type of stock is it? Is it a blue chip, income, growth, cyclical? Well, in general, hotels tend to be cyclical because they follow the business cycle. When the economy is doing well, there's more business travel, more recreational travel. Right. Indeed. Okay, number 2, Ryder Trucks. Ryder Rents Trucks. You might not have ever heard of them, but they've been around for a long time. Recent stock price is $49.19. And the number of shares outstanding is 53.29 million shares. So what exchange, what market would we expect them to be on? Well, they've been around a long time. They've been on the New York Stock Exchange for many years, and they're still there. They haven't been courted by the NASDAQ. Maybe they have been courted by the NASDAQ, but they haven't made the decision to split to the NASDAQ. What's the market capitalization? Well, $49.19 times 53.29, and then just write million. Don't try to put all the zeros down. And we get 2,621.3351 million dollars. So just write out the number and put the word million. And you can leave it at that. It's not wrong. But what you're going to see is when you look up on the internet or wherever, you'll see 2.62 billion. That's what you'll see. Now, 2.62 billion. Well, you know, it used to be that, oh yeah, that's definitely a mid-cap company. But now some might say, oh no, you have to be at least $4 or $5 billion dollars to be a mid-cap company. That's a small-cap company. So either one, I'll accept, certainly. Either one, you could say, I would still say it's mid-cap, I guess because I'm old, and it just seems like $2.6 billion is not a small company, but nowadays, I guess it is. And so a trucking company that rents trucks, what do you think? Right, cyclical, right. Business environment is strong. There's going to be a need for more trucking and need for more rental trucking. And if the economy goes into recession, fewer projects going on, fewer demand, less demand for trucks. Now, who is this? Adamas Pharmaceuticals, a dump. You know, that's not a good symbol, a dump, a DMP. Recent stock price was 69 cents. Number of shares, 61.63 million shares. Folks, this was the kind of stock that I was a sucker for 20 years ago. These new biotech companies with just unbelievable potential that turn into tears and a pool of tears. And a dump is on. You look them up. Look them up. See if I'm lying. See what you think. Where would we expect them to be? Well, they're still on the NASDAQ, but with a price of 69 cents, exactly, they might wind up someday soon on the pink sheets or the bulletin board, because the NASDAQ doesn't usually want to be associated with penny stocks, with companies that have become well, it's not worthless, certainly, but they're on the downhill slide. So what's the market cap? 69 cents, 0.69 times 61.63 million gives us $42.5247 million, about $42.5 million. Small cap? Oh, yes. In fact, they are a micro cap. Anything less than about $100 million is a very small company. Now, what kind of stock would we call this? Well, you know, maybe someday Adamas is going to hit the big time and be a growth stock, and all this new biotechnology is going to change the world, and we'll become rich, or $1,000 will become $50,000. But don't bet on it. Speculative. And if you want to prove me wrong, please look them up. They're based here in San Diego. As I said, these are the kind of companies I was a sucker for. I would go to the annual meetings and listen to what they had to say and talk to the employees, and they were all really excited, and then it didn't work out so well. Anyway, number four, Oracle. Oracle, who are they? Well, dear students, you use their software pretty much every day without even knowing it. Right, they are the company that is responsible for most of banking and other financial transactions. That's not all they do, but they build the best databases in the world. And so companies, every time you swipe your card or go online and log into your bank or credit union or brokerage firm or whatever, chances are in the back of all that stuff that you're looking at are Oracle databases. And so the recent stock price is $54.95, and the number of shares is 3.21 billion shares. Yeah, right. So where would we expect them? Right, tech company on the NASDAQ, right? Well, for a while they were on the NASDAQ, but then the New York Stock Exchange came a-calling and said, ooh, we'll host you. We've been around for over 200 years. So they've moved since from the NASDAQ to the New York Stock Exchange. What's the market cap? Okay, 54.95 times 3.21 billion. Just multiply the two numbers and add the word billion, and you get 176.3895 billion. 176.4 billion. Yeah, this is a large cap. In fact, it's a mega cap. Anything above $100 billion is considered it's a large cap. Either one, you could say mega cap or say large cap. And what kind of stock is this? Well, you know, for years they were a growth company, but now what's going on? Right, they're so large now, and their roots are so deep into the economy that they've become cyclical as the business cycle it grows as the economy grows, as the business cycle expands, there's more need for their services. And then as this we go into recession, cools down, there's less of a need. So they've become so big that they're no longer a growth stock. Now, they might say, yes, we're still growing, yes, but not like the explosive growth they had in the 1980s and 90s. Cool. So what do you think, huh? Can you pull these off? Not that difficult. Piece of cake. Again, we look up the stock to see where what exchange it's on. We might guess, but just look it up. And we don't really have to do these market capitalization calculations. Why? Because as soon as we look it up, the system will tell us what the market cap is. But you do them. They're not that hard. There might be one question on the exam that asks you to do this. Can you do this? I think you can. So study, study, study. Bring honor and glory to Southwestern Community College. We are so proud of you, dear students. You are awesome.